For 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Welcome to my house. It's Rosie on the House. Every Saturday morning, we come to you and we open our phone lines to take your questions about home remodeling, home improvement, home maintenance. Wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona, you dial the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. Our call screener just happens to be my first wife of 43 years and still my current wife, sweet Jennifer. And she will get your name, where you're calling from, your question, and we'll put our 50 years of home building and remodeling experience in Arizona to work to solve your problem. I'm here with my son and co-host, Romy Romero. My baby daughter, Carol Grace, is in the research. We call it the wedge room. And then, of course, our broadcast engineer, Mr. Gary D., is making sure we're all dialed in to send the radio signal to wherever you are listening from. Driving down the road in the car, your weekend cabin in the hills, out on the prairie of the Chino Valley, Coconino Plateau area, or on the desert floor in Phoenix, Gila Bend, or Tucson. We cover the state. We cover the state for you. And the number is 1-888-767-4348. We have built, owned, and remodeled homes in virtually every neighborhood and community in Arizona. And so let us put our experience to work for you. And today, we're bringing in special guest Mr. Sal Sicato, Rosie Certified Window and Door Replacement Specialist at Dunright Windows and Doors, serving in the Phoenix metro area. Sal and I and Romy were out on one of Sal's jobs this week, kind of just looking at some new innovations that you were putting into a particular home that I'm going to want to talk about in a minute. But the one thing I think I want to talk to homeowners about right now is because we do have a lot of do-it-yourselfers that tune into the broadcast and they want tips. And there are several projects that I think just kind of cross the line of homeowner do-it-yourself and really should have a pro do this. And replacing shower tiles, tile showers, because homeowners don't understand the importance of the shower pan. So they put the shower together, leaks like a sieve, and it's got to be redone. That's a very specialized talent. Window replacement is a very specialized. So, Sal, thanks for taking the time, your weekend time, to come in and join us on the broadcast. And I'd like to talk about your typical Arizona home built in the 60s, 70s, or 80s. They have an underperforming window. We can just assume that.
Absolutely. That's the norm.
I mean, that's just the norm. About the 90s, some of the merchant builders started upgrading to a much better window. But the 30 and 40-year-old homes have all underperforming windows. Talk about U value, R value, and just dirt infiltration and what the industry has done to improve all those in the last 30 years.
Well, even in the 90s only had, I believe maybe towards the end of the 90s, there was a one or two coat low E, but typically if it was an upgraded window, it was a bronze glass. That bronze glass is not as energy efficient as any of the single coat low E's. Today, okay, there is three coats, if not even four coats low E, which is on the inside of the double pane. The old single pane windows versus the dual pane windows. The dual pane windows without any low E to them at all were about, maybe they were blocking out about 16% of the heat.
16.
Yes.
84% of the heat was transferring right into your home.
There you go. versus the glass today, if you go with technology's best without pushing the envelope, you're going to be blocking out 95% of the UV and 80% of the heat. Now, pushing technologies.
That is just so significant when you're not, when you're not only talking about saving money on your energy, but it's more important than that. It's the comfort of your home.
Oh, absolutely. Each room should be consistent in room temperature.
And the right window goes a long way in getting you there, regardless of the orientation it has.
Right window and correct glass as well, yes. Now, a lot of people say, well, this window is not in direct sunlight. Do I need to go with low E on it? Absolutely. All the energy efficiency numbers that we're given are actually taken in the shade. So when I tell you this piece of glass is blocking out 80% of the heat, that is actually in the shade.
Very interesting. And when they came out with low E, for so long, the industry was able to use that for a significant price increase. Then all the manufacturers adopted it, and it almost became like, hey, you get the low E, and it's affordably better.
Absolutely. Yep, low E and argon. Three coats of low E is going to be in almost every window today. The argon as well. You can't even purchase a single pane window for your home anymore. That would be the most expensive single pane, single piece of glass. No, low E would be the most expensive window to order.
Describe what low E coating. Well, let's talk single pane glass. I tell people we have historically rated building materials by their ability to resist heat transfer. And so that's what your R value is, the material's ability to resist heat transfer. An aluminum frame, single pane, clear glass has an R value of less than 1. It's about a 0.86. So it has no ability to resist heat transfer.
You can suntan behind it.
You can suntan behind it. In our daughter's home, she bought a home, 2 bedrooms, facing west, no shade at all, direct sunlight. We took infrared thermometers in there, and we were reading frame temperatures of 130 degrees inside the house.
Oh, absolutely.
So you've got these windows that are basically operating as space heaters.
Oh, yeah.
Inside the home, you're paying the air conditioner to cool off.
And it's not working very well.
And it isn't. So think of those windows as an R1. And I'm not even going to talk about how dirty they are and how noisy they are.
And how much dust you have on your windowsill.
Oh, gosh, it's horrible. So then we go into dual pane, and the economizers start putting an 1/8-inch sheet of glass, an 1/8-inch airspace, and an 1/8-inch piece of glass. Really not insulated glass. In my experience, you really need a 1/2 or 5/8 inch between glass panes.
I believe 7/8 of an inch overall glass thickness is going to be technology's best for what they've found. They have gone up to 1 1/4 inches, dropped back down to 1 inch. 7/8 of an inch overall is the best for energy efficiency.
So, and now we can engineer the glass panes separately.
Correct.
As to their treatment of the heat and the light and even the sound transmission.
Absolutely. Yep. There's many different ways of going about designing your window for your needs.
And when we get a properly glazed opening, we can take that R value from less than 1 to about a 4 or 4.5. And that doesn't sound like much, but folks, that's on the low end of the scale, that's an exponential improvement. It's huge. I tell people all the time, if we could build homes that just had an R10 envelope, it'd probably be the most efficient home we could buy. But instead, builders will pack a 2x6 wall with insulation, put a 1-inch foam board on the outside of it, and be talking about, well, our walls are R38, R45. Yeah, but you're putting in R1 windows.
That's your weakest link.
It is. It's killing you. It's absolutely killing you. So for lifestyle, I've always been a proponent of spending money on the windows. Save money on your countertops or on your flooring. That can all be changed later. But go ahead and spend the money on the windows first. Now, I want to go to the house we were on this week.
Okay.
Out in the North Valley. 20-year-old home? Was that about? Is it,
I
remember
it was
that
2001
right?
House.
Okay. it had, for that era, for the vintage it was, had decent windows.
Mm-hmm. It was actually commercial grade windows in there from the era.
Tall door window. Was that, were those 10 footers?
I believe they were 9 footers.
9 footers. Okay. So tall, big wide openings. And the homeowner was new to the house? Fairly new?
Correct. They had just moved in to remodel that home.
Okay. And we've got a lot of glass facing the west. It was a shaded patio, but it was facing due west. I want to talk just for the next minute. What was that homeowner's motivation for getting you out to look at the window package?
Well, there was a lot, actually. There was design. She wanted to change the color from the old desert tan or tan-colored aluminum product to the new upgraded anodized bronze or visibly black finish. The energy efficiency, the ease of operation, and the actual configuration of the operation as well. So there was, it was across the board for her needs.
She didn't like those existing windows very much, did she?
Well, no.
She wanted to change everything.
And you saw that kitchen window on we did. She wanted a huge pass-through and not obstructive at all. And we were able to produce that large opening for her.
The kitchen had a window above the sink that accessed a patio facing due west. And it was a typical, what we call, XO slider. X means that panel moves and slides. The O means... Did I just get that backwards?
Nope, you're correct. Yeah, X is the operating, O is your fix, and it's always from the outside looking in.
Always from the outside looking in. So she wanted a bigger opening to the outside with a more efficient window. And Sal Sicato of Dunright Windows and Doors actually engineered a custom solution that I want to talk about when we get back in the next segment.
All right.
All right, we'll start with that kitchen window.
Okay.
All right, it was very, very creative. We'll be back with Rosie on the House. We do have an open line if you'd like to join the conversation and talk doors or windows at 1-888-767-4348.